Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Home phones that plug into the wall are becoming less and less common. You can buy them, but the mainstream phone market seems to be favouring cordless phones these days. Phones that can be carried around the house and sit in a charging base unit when they're not in use. That base unit still plugs into the phone wall socket, but the phone itself is very portable. Most of these cordless phones have many of the same sort of functions as a corded phone, such as last number redial, a memo function that enables quick dialing of regularly used numbers for family and friends, phone book number storage, and a menu for setting clock and other functions. Because of their dominance in the phone home market, RNIB has long been on the lookout for cordless phones that are accessible to blind and partially sighted people, maybe because they have some form of speech output, or more commonly, perhaps because they have bold colour contrast or good tactile qualities, as Leslie Giroux from their products team told us.
When we're looking at introducing a cordless telephone into our range, we have to make sure that we're comfortable with the layout of the buttons on the keypad so that they are large and they're in an intuitive way so that if you do have some sight, you can actually locate the buttons very easily. And if you have no sight, you actually get to familiarise yourself with the layout of those buttons so that you can obviously use it a lot easier and comfortable. The buttons have to be nice and large, where we have them as big, bold contrast. So again, if you've got white numbers and letters, then you would actually have a dark button so you can see that contrast through. We have the screens as well on these phones. They would have a good backlight. The numbers would be nice and big, you know, as big as we can get on that model. And so if you do have some sight, then it does help you to be able to be confident and reaffirms to you what number you are pressing.
Most of these phones do these days have screens, these LCD screens, because ultimately these are mainstream phones that are sold in the high street as well. Are you saying you can actually get useful information off the screen? And is any of them actually dependent on people getting information off the screen?
All of the phones can be used without the use of the screen. All the screen does is give you the feedback visually on what you're dialing. So if you have got some sight, then, you know, we do try and aim for a good size of font on that background so that, again, you can read it. So it does give some useful function for people that do have sight, but the phones can be operated without sight as well.
And what about speech feedback? Does any of these phones give you a sort of audible speaking voice that tells you what buttons you've pushed?
Again, in our range, we have phones that will announce the number that you're dialing. So as you press a key, a button, it will actually announce the number and reaffirm to you that you're ringing the right number. And one of the other models we have actually does more than just announces the buttons that you're pressing. It'll actually also announce what's in the phone book entries, the menu options. And again, when we look for announcements and talking products, that we go for a really clear voice feedback. So again, we're trying to get something that's a lot easier to hear as well as, you know, see the buttons.
What about the sound of these phones? Is there any flexibility on how loud they ring, how loud the voice is at the other end, whatever?
Again, when we're looking at bringing something into our range, we do look at features such as if they're hearing aid compatible. And a couple in the range have what's called DECT technology, that's DECT technology, which provides a much clearer digital sound. So again, if you're looking for a clearer output, maybe because you're hard of hearing, that's the type of model I would look for, because it just gives you a better conversation. You can hear people clearer, but also they can hear you.
Now, the cordless phone obviously is the thing you have in your hand. It sits in usually some kind of cradle, and the phones that you sell have those cradles. Is that how the phone gets charged?
Yes, each one has a charging unit. So basically, all you need to do is make sure that you attach the phone into the cradle and it will get charged whilst it's sitting in there. That means that when you're actually using the phone and maybe leave it in the kitchen or it's not connected in the charging unit, the battery does wear down. But, you know, these batteries last for quite a while. The charge can last up to 10 hours, for instance. So in between having phone calls and leaving it on the side, you can obviously then put it in the charging unit. These connect very well, so you're confidently charging it in between the times that you need it.
And plugging the things into the phone system in the first place and plugging them into the mains or whatever to set them up, is that a fairly simple business? And do you have instructions for that?
Each phone comes with instructions, and there are instructions, so they actually explain the layout of the keypad and how best to operate. And if there's any specific settings that need to be set up on the phone, it will clearly explain how to do that. So whether you're blind and require sighted assistance, just to maybe set up the menu or the phone book, you can get that through the instructions, or you might independently be able to do that yourself anyway. So they're not restricted in what they offer. It just might mean that you may feel more confident asking for some help on the more advanced phones. But most of them are like a landline telephone. They're very simple to plug in and start using.
And the RNIB helpline is the place to contact should you want to know anything else about RNIB's range of cordless phones, and in particular, more about what a specific model can do and how accessible it might be for you. And the RNIB helpline email address is helpline@rnib.org.uk, and their phone number is 03031239999.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.